It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI on this March 6th. Trevor Grady here with Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing on this Monday?
Doing pretty good. It's, you know, the normal Monday.
Yeah, classic Monday. I feel like I've been letting you kick it off every time, so this time I'm going to pivot.
That sounds good.
I'll go first this time. All right, so did you know that Q, the letter Q, is the only letter that doesn't appear in a U.S. state name?
So, yeah, I get. Yeah, now that I think about it, I guess.
Yeah, the other 25 are all included in a U.S. state name, but Q is the only one that is not. So Q is generally said to be the rarest letter in the English alphabet. It appears in only 0.196% of the main entries of the Oxford Dictionary. And like J, it's absent from the periodic table. It's also, which this I did not know, is one of the Q is one of the letters that Benjamin Franklin wanted to nix from the alphabets.
What?
He wanted to get rid of Q, C, W, X, and Y. And obviously it didn't happen. I don't know like how you do that because words were already a thing.
Yeah, if you look at our language, especially C, how do you get rid of C?
C seems pretty important. Yeah, I mean, clearly he didn't win that argument, but... So among the 50 states, Q is the only letter that is not in a U.S. state name. J and Z are also underutilized. They just appear one time. Do you know where J and Z appear? Quick trivia.
J, I almost said Jersey, but it's a city.
New Jersey.
Okay, so yeah. New Jersey.
And then the Z, this one, it's not the first letter. It's in the middle of a state.
No.
Arizona.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so J and Z appear once, but Q, nowhere to be found in a U.S. state. And then had something else on here. Oh, yeah, the letter A is the one that arises the most in the U.S. states. It appears 61 different times.
Wow, 61 in 50 states.
Yeah, and it appears in 36 of the 50 states and with the doubles and triples.
Right.
It appears 61 times. So, yeah. There you have it.
All right. Well, I have something quite interesting. It's kind of a two-parter. So, did you know that the moon is smaller than Asia?
Really?
Yeah. The surface area of the moon is smaller than Asia. So, it's not quite as big as it looks. It's about 27% of the size of Earth. It has 14.6 million square miles of surface area, although that does seem like a lot. That's actually less surface area than Asia. Asia has 17.2 million square miles.
Dang. That's crazy.
Yeah, and it kind of puts you in perspective of actually how big the moon is to Earth. And so it makes Earth's biggest continent much larger than the moon. It's two... almost 2 million square miles bigger than the moon actually is.
Dang.
So speaking of like continents,
mm-hmm.
If you were to wake up in a geology class, you would remember that the planet's tectonic plates are in the States. They're always moving, that type of stuff. They move at the same pace that your fingernails grow.
Really?
So they move more often. I mean, because the Earth's so big, it's a little different because we really don't see the movement or feel it because of how large, much bigger of a scale it is. But technically, the tectonic plates, the Earth moves tectonically the same rate as your fingernails grow.
Wow.
So every time you look down, you got to cut your fingernails. You can kind of think that technically the Earth has shifted, the continents have shifted that much.
Wow. Interesting.
It's kind of a cool, cool little thought.
I like that. Alrighty, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. Thanks for tuning in on this first Monday of March, correct? This is the first Monday of March? I think so.
Yeah, it is the first Monday of March.
Yeah, all right. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 p.m. on the Did You Know Show.